welcome to the Chez Dogger and Husey podcast. How are you, Husey?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Chez Dogger. And I'm really tired, so I don't know what to talk about right now.
Yeah. But I have a list of stuff that we have to cover in this show, and the first one is
the Great Electronic Debate.
Yeah, hi, we're here for the electronic debate, the great one, yes, that is.
Yeah.
Now, I'm here on the side of Sony, and we're talking about their new improved version of the PS3, the Slim, and you are talking about what?
I'm talking about the Xbox 360, the limited edition 250GB.
It's not that limited.
Well, they've got tons of copies for it already. Which I'm pretty sure that everyone knows that. And what the good thing about the Xbox 360 is that they've got they've actually got a sensible rate of customers, which is PS3 has got a bit of inconsistent rate of customers because they've got less sales.
Yep. Yeah, that's a bit of news. Now, seriously, the PS3 has better games, better graphics. Better options.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen because
better value for money. Like, you get a Blu-ray player built in. Do you get that with the 360? If you think about it, if you think about it, Sony's done it very well because if you, the cost of a Blu-ray player now is what? $500 to $1,000. Let's say the cheapest is around about $500. How much is a top of the range 360?
Top of the range 360? Like, that is about 250GB.
Yeah.
That's actually with Modern Warfare 2.
Standard console.
250GB. That would be around $400.
So if you had a 400 and 500, you get a $900 expensive.
Which is exactly how big
a Blu-ray console.
They used to be
about 1,000, but now they've dropped them down to about.
Yeah, just because it's inbuilt. But the Blu-ray
and they've done
doesn't
it very
really
well.
Make a difference at all because you can actually play DVDs.
If you try to put a Blu-ray disc in the Xbox, it won't play.
PS3 has actually got probably the worst games because they don't have what we call it Halo 3. People think
that's not the best game.
It actually is.
Gran Turismo 5 is going to be the best game, or
no,
at least for
it's
my.
It's just a racing game, and you can actually race cars around in Halo 3, which is as good. Which is
yeah,
good.
Very realistic.
It is really realistic. Because it's a fictional game, it actually is pretty good. It was Game of the Year for about 5 years, pretty much.
All right, that's the end of the great electronic debate. Coming up next is the news. Okay, and for the news, IGN Daily Fix has reported the winners for the games of 2009.
Okay.
For the PS3.
Which is, this is pretty much the greatest game on the PS3, and it's actually a pretty good game, which I don't have on the Xbox 360, but they're planning on the IGN Daily Fix that they're going to put onto the Xbox 360.
But the game is?
Uncharted 2.
Alright, and the 360 game is
Assassin's Creed 2. Hopefully everyone is satisfied with that. If anyone has any opinions on which game is better, these are the nominees. I'll just Assassin's Creed 2.
This is for the 360.
And of course, which is pretty much on both PS3 and Batman Exile, just put it out there.
Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, that's for both PS3 and Xbox 360.
Also, and, the PS3 had.
What did they have?
Oh yeah, and the Xbox 360 also had Forza Motorsport 3. Yeah. Oh, and the some of the nominees for the PSP we don't know yet. If you already know, then
well, one of them is Little Big Planet. If you have any opinions on that, you can.
Yeah, and Dissidia Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Final Fantasy is actually pretty good too.
Yeah. Patapon, is it 2 or whatever?
Oh, it's this really weird game that we found out, but it actually looks pretty good to me, graphics-wise.
I'm sad that Gran Turismo didn't make it to the list. If you're one of those few that that liked Gran Turismo for PSP, and they've sort of started getting into the game, because the review is sort of just pass it over, you know, have a quick look. We actually go into the game, write to us, and yeah, so post a comment on our site, and yeah.
One other thing, Everyone Knows Avatar came out. That's a pretty, you should absolutely watch that, it's pretty good.
Avatar's weird, isn't that guy with the bald head and the blue stripe?
No, but that's actually a pretty good movie.
It looks like a Ford GT with a head, on a head, you know, like the Cobra strap.
No, but I'm just saying, it's not, just don't bag the movie, it's just a fictional movie, it's pretty good, actually.
I might see it, but it looks a bit weird.
It's not even weird at all, pretty much. It isn't weird at all.